News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there were more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned Sunday that there is an extraordinary risk of the further spread of the ravaging coronavirus if the United States is reopened to business and a sense of normalcy too quickly. Fauci told CNN it's not going to be a light switch to regenerate U.S. commerce, as government recommendation for safe distancing between people end on April 30th. He held out hope that in some ways the country could return to work in routine day-to-day activities next month, but he said it is likely to be different in various parts of the country, depending on the number of cases in specific communities and whether testing has shown that most people are not infected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was discharged from a London hospital on Sunday after spending 8 days there battling the new coronavirus. Speaking on Twitter, he thanked National Health Service staff for the care that he received. In a statement, a government spokesman said the prime minister would not immediately be returning to work and thanked the staff of St. Thomas's Hospital for the, quote, brilliant care he received. Johnson's office has said that he will continue his recovery from COVID-19 at his country residence. A 55-year-old was hospitalized on April 5th, suffering from persistent symptoms of the disease. He has then been moved into intensive care on April 6th, where he remained for 3 nights. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel locked down mainly ultra-Orthodox Jewish areas of Jerusalem Sunday to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus from the densely populated neighborhoods where the infection rate is high. The neighborhoods are mostly home to large families living in close quarters, living to high rates of infection. Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, but their observances were different this year because of COVID-19, including in Israel. Instead of going to church, many people participated in virtual observances on one of the holiest days of the Christian calendar. People all over the world have been ordered to stay home to curb the tide of the virus. Pope Francis live-streamed his Mass from the Vatican, holding the ceremony in solitude in St. Peter's Basilica, rather than sharing it with thousands of worshipers on the piazza outside. South Korea has reported 25 new cases of the new coronavirus and 3 more virus-related deaths. This increases the totals to more than 10,000 infections and 217 fatalities and counting. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Monday that 929 cases were linked to passengers arriving from abroad, with most of them detected over the past 3 weeks alone. South Korea's caseload has slowed from early March, when it was reporting around 500 new cases each day. Officials have raised concerns, though, over a broader quiet spread, pointing to transmissions at bars and other leisure facilities that supposedly indicate eased attitudes towards social distancing. A federal judge in the United States ruled that the state of Alabama cannot ban abortions as part of the state's response to coronavirus. A U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson on Sunday issued a preliminary injunction to prevent the state from forbidding abortions as part of a ban on elective medical procedures during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thompson says that the abortion providers can decide whether a procedure can wait. The ruling was a victory for abortion rights advocates, who are fighting efforts in Texas, Ohio, Alabama, and other states to prohibit abortion services during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lawyer said that it will ensure abortion remains available in Alabama. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Mexico was below 5,000, with fewer than 300 deaths. In contrast to its northern neighbor, the U.S., Mexico has not seen dramatic spikes in confirmed coronavirus cases. Still, authorities are bracing for more cases that could put a strain on hospitals. One example of preventative measures, scores of Mexicans braved long lines and drive-throughs and testing stations in the northern city of Monterey. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.